Sarah, we've been talking about it all morning. It is going to be a sensational weekend.
I mean, it's going to be in the 70s and 80s. Oh, yeah. Stuff the dreams are made of.
And with that said, we are welcoming on for the very first time. Her real name is Christina, but you may know her best as NC Tripping with 135,000 followers on Instagram.
Let me just thank you, first of all, for not using an apostrophe at the end of that and using the correct spelling, tripping, because that's much nicer.
We like that.
We like grammar.
It is. Yeah. We want to make sure that we're complete with it.
So, NC Tripping, you're on with us because it's going to be the most gorgeous weekend of 2023, and you have great ideas for day trips.
I do. And, it's going to be absolutely stunning. I'm a little bit scared about how hot it's going to be this summer, but we're going to embrace it this weekend.
We all are, honey. We all are.
We don't talk about Bruno, and we don't talk about global warming.
That's right. We're just going to take it one blisteringly hot summer at a time.
Right. One weekend at a time.
That's right.
So where's our first stop?
Well, I'm thinking it's a perfect weekend to go out and check out some of the botanical gardens in North Carolina. Here in the Triangle, we have the North Carolina Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill, Duke Gardens in Durham, and then J.C. Ralston in Raleigh. I heard that all of the tulips are starting to push out of the ground, so it's a perfect time to go and check them out.
Oh, I love a garden. That sounds like a great idea.
You're speaking directly to Sarah in this moment.
Indeed you are.
So say you're talking to someone like me who doesn't quite have the green thumb that Sarah does. What else can we do this weekend?
Sure. Well, this weekend there is Skyfest in Smithfield. Smithfield is just less than an hour outside of Raleigh. They've got aerial demonstrations with parachute team jumps and helicopter rappelling.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be held tomorrow from 9 to 3 at Johnston Regional Airport.
Cool.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Whole family event, lots of things to do and see.
All right, now have you got a third one?
Last one.
Last but certainly not least. So you're batting 1,000.
You're 2 for 2 on awesome suggestions. Bring it home.
Oh, man, I got so many more ideas than just one more. But, we're big suckers for small towns. And one of our favorites is Hillsboro, here in the Triangle. You can go and explore the downtown. There's the Okanichi Speedway, which is a 1 mile dirt track that used to be a NASCAR track. So when you walk around the dirt path, you can see some old NASCAR cars there that have been abandoned, which I think is super cool.
That's Instagram gold.
Yeah, you get some time out in nature. It's going to be beautiful. You're still a little covered by the trees, so you can not sweat it out too much, but get some time out in a small town and enjoy the weather while you're out there.
Well, this sounds like great ideas. I love this. And sounds like you have a million more. So we'll be calling you the next gorgeous weekend and asking you
Please
to give
do.
Us more ideas.
Definitely. Please do.
Follow her on Instagram at NC Tripping with a G at the end.
That's right.
It's not all about where you can find your local psychedelics. It's all about
where you can take
the best day trip that North Carolina has to offer. Thank you so much, Christina.
Yes. Thanks so much. You did a great job.
Thank you so much for having me.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Absolutely love her. Loved having her on. Those were amazing suggestions. And Sarah, you have one more because you went yesterday. I certainly do.
Yes. And I just posted some pictures about it on our Facebook and our Instagram. It's the Luminosity Festival. Lumino City. I've been saying it wrong. Lumino City Festival. It's got Alice in Wonderland vibes. It's got lights. It's got roaring dinosaurs, music, laser lights. It is a blast. Highly recommend it. It's at Pullen Park. I went last night, stayed 3 hours. I expected to stay an hour. That's how fun it was.
You touched my millennial spirit when you said laser lights. So.